Hi everyone, this is Rav Yossi Golden. Here is this week's parenting from the Parsha, Parshas Chayisara, entitled Parenting Consciously and Thoughtfully. In this week's Parsha, the Torah introduces the story of Avram's search for a wife for Yitzchak with the following pasuk. V'Avram zaken ba bayamim, v'Hashem berach et Avraham bakol. And Avram was old, his days were coming, and Hashem blessed Avram with everything. The commentaries try to understand the Torah's intended message in this seemingly superfluous pasuk. Rashi famously points out that the Hebrew word bakol is equivalent in gematria, namely numerical value, to the Hebrew word ben, son. Based on this equivalency, Rashi goes on to suggest that the Torah is reiterating that Hashem had finally blessed Avram with a son who would continue his legacy. It was therefore time to find that son a wife to marry, to share in this legacy. This pasuk thus becomes a very fitting introduction to the story that follows, the story of finding a wife for Yitzchak. Rashi's interpretation seems to make great sense, particularly based on the context in which the pasuk is found. His comment, however, raises another question. Why doesn't the Torah simply state explicitly that Hashem blessed Avraham with a son? Why make the point in a roundabout way, using the word bakol, and then requiring an interpretation through gematria? Perhaps we can suggest the Torah is indirectly hinting to a very important aspect of parenthood, and to the fundamental way that parents feel towards their children. Why does the Torah use the word bakol, with everything, to refer to Avraham's son? Because from the perspective of Avraham, his son Yitzchak was everything to him. Yitzchak represented his future, his legacy, all his dreams and hopes. Avraham had prayed for this son for many years, and upon this birth, Avraham felt a sense of fulfillment and completion that was unparalleled. I believe that if any of us were asked how we view our children, we would answer unequivocally that our children are our everything. They are the most important thing in the world to us. We would do anything for them, etc. There's an incredible bond and love that we have towards our kids that transcends everything. It is a feeling that is indescribable, yet ever present. On a deeper level, our kids also represent our future and our enduring legacy. At the same time, this exact point should push us to consider a very important question. How much preparation and thought do we put into our role as parents? Many of us buy old baby books and make plans to provide for our children from a financial and practical perspective. But being a parent is much more than that. The educational, cognitive, religious, and emotional role that parents play in the lives of their children is incredibly vast. The way in which we interact with our kids on a daily basis sets the tone for whom they will become as they develop and grow into adulthood. This is a tremendous responsibility and an awesome opportunity. And yet on some level, when it comes to the raising of our children, many parents often wing it, assuming that they will figure things out as they go along. Given the love that we have for our kids, however, and the impact we have in their lives, this is an unfortunate mistake. It would seem obvious that we should put more thought into our parenting. We should take a step back and truly consider the responsibility and opportunity. What are our aspirations as parents, and what can we do to achieve them? What are our hopes and dreams for our children, and how can we help them achieve them? How can we become better parents, be there more for our children physically and emotionally? How can we prepare ourselves for the daily challenges that we face each day in our parenting? For each of us, this reflection and consideration might take a different form, but it should take place nonetheless. For some, it might involve reading a book or parenting on parenting or a sefer on chinuch. For others, it might mean taking a parenting class. And yet for others, it might simply mean taking more time to consider decisions or actions in our parenting than we have in the past. But it is this thoughtfulness and awareness that can make all the difference. As our parsha highlights in a very clever way, our children are really everything to us, and we would do anything we could for them. Who they are and whom they can become is too important for us to simply wing it and assume that we will figure it out. We need to do our best to parent thoughtfully and consciously. Thank you all for listening and wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.